Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the West Texas Pitmaster's Barbecue Show on Sunday night. I'm here on Barbecue Superstars. We're going to have a great night tonight. We're going to have Brad Orson in the house. Looks like we might even have Darryl Mass in the house, too. I think he's called in. So let me cue him in here. And Brad will be calling in here in a few minutes. And we'll get the show started.
Hey, what's going on, Wes?
Hey there, man. How you doing?
I don't know. I just wanted to call and see what's going on West Texas Pitmaster tonight.
Well, just recovering from the competition tail this weekend. I drug my butt in here about 2 hours ago from down south, and like I said, we're going to have a good show tonight. We're going to have Brad Orson in the house, and we finally got hooked up. He'd been kind of under the weather last weekend, so he wasn't able to do it. So, but we talked a little bit today. He's going to be on. We're going to talk about the shed, barbecue, and whatever else. So, down south this weekend, down at La Mesa, Texas, which is about 30, 40 miles from Andrews, where we'll be towards the end of the month. Mark Bateman was down there with us, the man that's putting on the Hobbs contest. So we had a good time down there. So,
and I hate I missed it, and I would love to talk to Mark again. He's going to have a great contest in Hobbs. And there's one thing I wanted to bring up that I found out or I seen today. You know, when you talk about tough judging and strict rules, the FK just had a contest in Thomaston, Georgia, which they're going to be in Hobbs, but they disqualified 7 people. And
whoa.
I thought that was, I've never heard of that many before. Boy, that's some tough judging, isn't it?
Yes, it was. What did they get disqualified for?
Well, most of them are disqualified in more than one category of. So I figure it was either late turn-in box or else there was a foul in the box, something in the box that doesn't belong in there, like a paper towel or I'm just guessing, but
they do not allow garnishing in that bag. Isn't that correct?
They don't have garnish. But I think if you did garnish, you wouldn't get disqualified. Now I might have to be corrected on that. So I don't think it was garnish. I don't know. I have no idea. But I don't know. I just kind of took it as really, you know, playing by the rules, no matter who's looking or who ain't looking. And have you ever heard of seven people getting disqualified before?
No. You know, in Texas, you know, generally, if you get a DQ in Texas, 99.9% of the time, generally, it's for an underdone chicken.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, that's generally, if you see a DQ in IBCA, Lone Star, Texas Gulf Coast, something like that, generally, it's a chicken issue, you know, 9 out of 10 times. So, you know, but, and I mean, you know, it's some of the big contests, you know, I've seen two or three, you know, get DQ'd. Seven, man, that's a lot. How many teams were there?
I think like 50. I don't know. I didn't count them.
Wow.
It was a lot.
Wow.
It was 25 was less than the middle of the pack. So, but I know Brad's a big name, and I don't want to mess it up for him to call in. I'm going to go ahead and get off, and good luck on your big show tonight and everything.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. Well, I said I'll stay off a little bit. He's not hadn't called in yet, so.
Okay.
I ain't no sense of running off.
Well, I mean, you know, shoot, Red Orphan? My God. That's huge, man.
Well, you know, we met up there at the American Royal last year, and him and I talked about it then, and I told him, you know, after the first year, after, you know, everything kind of settled down and all that, we'd do it, and we talked a few weeks back, and he had some surgery and stuff, and he said, I think I'll be doing pretty good, you know, for last weekend, and then, you know, he sent me a text towards the end of the show or whatever last week and said that he kind of had a rough day and just wasn't able to do it, so, you know, I know how that is, and it's one of those things, so we've got him in the house tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. He'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I wish I had all that energy he has.
He'll keep you laughing the whole time, did he?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, but no, we had a good contest down there. I think we had 29, 30 teams, something like that down there. It's always a little contest, but, you know, it's one of those contests. You know, in our area, it always kind of starts out the season around here generally. So, you know, that always kind of works out well. And, you know, they always throw a good contest and had a lot of fun and got good, you know, hookups and stuff for all of us and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's a great deal. And, you know, we had a couple of walks, and that's always good, you know. But, like I said, we're getting excited. We got another contest this weekend. We got a state championship coming up. Also, Andrews, I don't know if you've seen that or heard that, Andrews has become a state championship also.
Yeah. So, Iverson said she was trying to help with that. It's supposed to be the Senate's going to put out a proclamation or something.
It's done.
Wow.
So he posted Friday that Jesse had it done. It's a done deal, and so that's officially a state championship now. So you know, it just, you know, bigger and bigger. You know, it keeps coming, and you know, that's gonna be ought to be one heck of a contest down there. So, you know,
well, we'll be heading down on Wednesday, and so we'll get there. It's gonna take us probably over 20 hours of drive, so we'll be there sometime on Thursday, and we'll be pulling into Andrews on Thursday. We're going to do BSDN on weekend, and Ernest Cervantes and Big Mo and Robert Sierra, Pitmaster Robert Sierra, and there's going to be so many big names there. It's just going to be a fun time. We're going to try to get them all on the desk and do them live. But this weekend we're headed to Dothan, Alabama, and we're going to be down there doing BSBN all weekend, and want to encourage teams, if you're anywhere around, come on down, get on BSBN. But we'll be in Andrews the following week. And I think Andrews really promises to be a big mega contest. It's going to be big names, a whole lot of teams. We're kind of going to get a bird's eye view of the IBCA. It's going to be a coming out party for the IBCA at that contest. And, you know, if you're a Texas team or Oklahoma or any of those states around the area, come down and get involved, because I'm excited about the IBCA, just like the FBA. They've got great judging, good people running the organization. And I know that Angela was trying to get pork included as one of the championship categories for that contest. And if she could have got it included, that would have qualified it for the Jack Daniels. They are going to do pork, but they won't be part of the actual championship. It'll be an ancillary category. So if we just got to change a fourth category, part of the championship, then it would qualify for the Jack. But
it does qualify for the Jack, actually. In IBCA, as long as it is got a state championship proclamation or they have over 50 teams, since pork is officially a category in IBCA, they count it.
Okay. So you think it'll get
so there? It is a county category. It's not going to be, you know, like I said, it's going to be a jackpot part on the pork this year. But since it went state championship, it has qualified for the Jack. So it'll be a Jack
Daniels. Come on down, man.
Do what?
So come on down, man. Andrews is a place to be in 2 weekends. And, man, we're going to shoot the awards live. And, boy, wouldn't you like to be the grand champion of that contest with all those star names there? I guess Lance Moore, he'll be shooting for the championship too, won't he?
I'll be shooting for the championship. You're right. I'll be there. And we'll see how that goes. But, yep, it is on our radar. So we'll be there. We'll be hanging out with you guys. And been hanging out with Mo and Ernest. All the guys and cooking, and they're ready to have a good time. So,
yeah, me too. Can't wait.
So, okay, man. It looks like we got Brad. Looks like he just called in. So we'll get him queued up. You're welcome to stay in if you want, Daryl. And so we're gonna talk to Chad and some barbecue and stuff tonight, and just have a good time. So you know, hang around, man.
All right.
So. All right, hold on a second. Let me get him queued in here. Brad, is that you?
Yes, sir. All the way from Mississippi.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Just got done feeding all the kids and about to put them to bed and talk some barbecue so it doesn't get any better.
There you go, buddy. Well, we got Daryl Mass also with Barbecue Soup Church. He's in the house tonight.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So.
Big Daddy King Temp. Daryl. I like it. I'd say
so,
the King Temp of, he's the King Pimp of barbecue, because now y'all are telling everybody about it, and all the secrets are getting given away, and everybody's getting more and more interested every day. And I appreciate what y'all doing. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, man, anytime. Well, like I said, you know, we talked up there at the Royal and met you, and man, it was great. I mean, you made a tremendous impact on my daughter that night, and, you know, she's got her ribbon hanging up there that she signed and autographed, and right up where she does her homework and all that. And so she
awesome.
Really, really, really motivated her. And, you know, of course, she's doing a lot of competition now. She's got one coming up this weekend, so.
That really spurred my interest on the whole kids barbecue, because, you know, all my kids are 5 years old and younger, so they're not quite in the age to be able to compete. But to see, you know, the look on her face with that ribbon, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know,
yes,
it's like,
sir.
Yeah, of course. And I can't wait to you know, for my kids to get into it. I think I got one out of the three. I got one that likes to chase butterflies. I got one that I think he likes to cook, and the other one's just too young to care about anything.
What time is food?
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, you know, and that's right. I mean, and that's the thing. And I mean, I think that that's becoming a big thing. You know, we've got, you know, it is kind of surprising. She started when she was 8, so she's been in it for a couple of years now since I've been competing. And, you know, this year out in our panhandle area of West Texas, like in the next month, she'll have like 3 competitions. So a lot of the cook-offs out this way is starting to pick up kids' cues and stuff like that, and I think that's great because, you know, it's like anything else with hunting or fishing or whatever. You know, we love to pass those things down from generation to generation and you know, get the youth involved and stuff because, I mean, they are the future of what we're doing. So if we have them behind us and stuff like that, it'll make it a great thing. And, you know, that's what it takes to get it going out there.
Yep.
So
yeah, that's the truth.
So, well,
I like it. I know we love to see the kids at the shed listening to the blues music and just enjoying themselves. And that means that mom and dad can have a cold beer and, you know, chill out a little bit also. So we've always been kid friendly, you know?
Yeah. Well, and yes. And I mean, that, you know, that's such a great thing. I mean, you know, they're interested in it. They love it. And, I mean, who don't love barbecue? I mean, you know, that's a, you know, I guess if you don't love barbecue, it'd be almost like being anti-American or something, you know. It kind of goes right down that road there, you know.
Yeah.
And,
I know. I've been overseas to France. I used to go every year, but it's crazy because barbecue is just not in the United States. I mean, it's global now. You look at, you know, competitions like the Royal and Memphis in May. I mean, there's like 20 countries represented. I mean, it's, you know, there's radio shows in different languages talking about cooking wood or cooking with fire, you know, meat over fire. And you'd be amazed about the amount of in France, they grill a lot of sausage. So there'll be like 20 different kinds of sausage on the grill all at one time instead of, you know, large chunks of proteins like shoulders and briskets and things like we cook here. It's smaller portions, but there's a lot going on. And they like beer, too.
No, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, and I mean, you're exactly right about that. You know, I put a rub out on the market a few years ago. I just kind of messed around, and I set up a little online website and, you know, kind of got everything going. And in the first week, I had a customer from the Netherlands wanting to buy a rub. And, you know, I never even thought about, you know, international shipping or, you know, any of this other stuff. And, I mean, I spent a week, you know, learning all the rules and regs about exporting to other countries and stuff like that, which Netherlands was a pretty simple one because it's kind of got treaties and stuff already with the United States, so it wasn't such a big deal. But I thought, you know, I never, you know, you don't think about those other areas being that big of a deal, but you're exactly right. I mean, then Jack Daniels and stuff like that is, it's a perfect example. I mean, you have 20-plus countries, and I mean, it's even countries that you would never even dream of, like South Africa and stuff, for barbecue. You know, and they're big into it. And, you know, that's a great thing. That is great, you know. Like I said, I mean, you know, it don't get much better than that. And
unless you're a sore loser, because I'll tell you, the competitions are getting tighter. They're getting tougher. People are paying attention. I mean, it's not just a game anymore. It's not just a sport. I mean, it is some real heavy stuff going down on the competition circuit, and everybody's still friendly. You know, it's not like we have to get in a fist fight, but I mean, people are getting serious, man. When you see those trailer doors go shut and the lights go out, things are real.
Yes.
Yeah, I love
correct.
It.
Oh, it is. I mean, and there's nothing. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, even when I first started, you know, it was pretty tough, but I mean, you could still go in there. There's still a lot of backyard guys, stuff like that. And, you know, yeah, I mean, now, I mean, you pull in some of these places, I mean, you see the rigs and you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars some of these people invested in some of this stuff. And, you know, they come out fighting. And, You know, it's it is. The competition, even, you know, even our part of the world, it has. It's gotten so much more competitive, so much harder, and that's like you talked about in the very beginning. There's so much more information out there. There's people putting on more schools, and, you know, there's some Mark Lamberts and all them guys out there that's putting on these, you know, great schools and stuff like that, and these guys are going out there and they're learning, you know, the techniques and stuff like that instead of, you know, they're spending 3 or 4 years out there in the field trying to figure some of that stuff out on their own. You know, some of them are going, you know, into the schools, they're learning it, getting kind of a jump start on the competition, and, you know, you see them, they produce
Think about the website. Think about the website. I mean, you can go on a Barbecue Superstars and look at my entire hog presentation from Memphis in May, what was it, 2 years ago, and we came in number six. But it's similar to what we won the world championship with last year at Memphis in May. So, I mean, it's like people are – you still got to pay attention to make sure it's cooked right. But as far as the overall prep, I mean, you can find out how to prep anything by listening to the radio and going online. I mean, it's insane. You can overnight somehow psych yourself up into going, you know what, I'm going to enter a pro competition. And then you do it and sign your life away, and there's no more fishing or hunting. It's all barbecue.
You're exactly right there. You know, I was a big fisherman. I was a big hunter, and I love to do that stuff. And part of my thing was that, you know, just kind of how I like to go along, I've always loved to cook, too, and always cooked outside, you know, and that was something, you know, with fishing and hunting and stuff like that. You always did that stuff, too. I mean, you know, that was a time for the guys to get together. You go hunt, you go fish, cook outdoors, you do the man thing, you know, have a great time. Well, you know, you get married, and, you know, like in my situation, I have a daughter. And, you know, neither one of them really had the interest in hunting or fishing, you know, so much on that end of it. You know, and so, you know, generally in the fall when it was just Christy and I, we didn't have Leslie. We've been married for like 7 years before we had our first kid. And so, you know, in the fall, she kind of hung out, watched Texas Tech football with her parents, you know, every weekend. And I went hunting, and she didn't see me much, you know, on the weekends until January. Things kind of slowed down, and, you know, started seeing me again. And, you know, when you start having kids and stuff like that, it's like, well, you know, okay. Kind of feel guilty about some of those things. And so, you know, that was one of those deals. I mean, you know, I always loved to cook, and I was doing more and more of it. And so, you know, I kind of got interested in that, and then on the competition side of it. And I'll never forget, my wife came home one day. I ordered 80-foot of steel, and it was laying in the driveway. She came home. She said, "What in the world? We're going to build a barbecue trailer." And she looked at me like I had lost my mind. And I found no farmer, had no propane tank, and he gave me an old tank. And so, you know, I'm sitting out here building this thing in the front yard, and she's like, looking at me, she said, "Man, you're not going to take that to Mom for Thanksgiving, are you?" Because I always cook turkeys and stuff. I said, "Well, yeah." She said, "I don't know if Mom allowed that in the front yard, you know, that's not painted, you know, it looks pretty rough." And I'll never forget, I finally got it painted before Thanksgiving, and I brought it home, and she's like, "Wow." And we went to our first competition, and the whole family was hooked. I mean, so her parents come, my brother-in-law, he's my right-hand man. I mean, he's the one that turned in my boxes. He's the one that does all my tasting. His kids come. So it's a very, just like you talk about, even if it's your place, it's a very family-oriented affair of what we have. And it's great to be able to do that with your family and be able to enjoy that because, you know, that's what makes, you know, long marriages and, you know, just, you know, great relationships, stuff like that, being able to do stuff with your families and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you get to barbecue, like I said, even have a few adult beverages here and there, and to share time with your family and stuff like that. I don't know how it gets much better than that.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Memphis in May is coming up. Man, are you going to be able to make it to Memphis in May this year?
Oh, man, I'd love to. When does that happen? Is that like around May 12th, 15th, something like
that? Yeah, something like that. It's an entire week long, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Teardown But, you know, still got a little ways to go. But that's our next, I guess, next jump out into the competition world. We'll be up that way into the middle of the country.
Well, you know, that's, you know, I think that this year is probably out for me because I think, if I remember correctly, I think that that's going to be the weekend. I've got some caterings for graduation parties and some things like that going on. You know, I've jumped out in that part of the world and you know, how it is. I mean, especially graduation, stuff like that, you know, people start booking stuff, you know, a couple of months ahead. I had a lady, you know, call me and say, you know, look, are you free, you know, on this weekend? And I was like, well, yes. She says, okay. I just want to book you. And I said, well, what do you want? Well, we'll worry about that later. I just want to make sure that I'll get you booked. And I said, okay. So I'll make it worth your time. Great. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, I don't even know what we're cooking yet, but, you know, we're going to have a good time. We're going to, you know, it'll be barbecue and, you know, ain't nothing better than that, man. So, but, no, and that's what, you know, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit is, how did you get into barbecue? How did the shed, you know, kind of that story there. I mean, what got you into this whole barbecue world?
Well, I always, you know, I'd call myself almost a fundamentalist. I've been able to in my life just figure out what I like, and it's been easy for me. I got to figure out what I liked and what I didn't like. Of course, you know, hell, I've tried everything, and I'm probably still not done yet because you learn new stuff every day. I went to school for, you know, partying pretty much in college. I went to class every once in a while, but I went out to an old juke joint out on Highway 4 in North Mississippi and listened to the blues and drink moonshine and watch these old dudes cooking different cuts of meat. A lot of it was wild, you know, a wild hog and venison, you know, of course, you know, farm-raised cattle and hogs. But I would go out there and just enjoy myself to the point. I mean, this place, it was a dollar to get in, and if you gave the guy $5 at the door, he'd give you a little pint of moonshine. I mean, it was amazing to us, or to me, really. But every Sunday night I would go out there. So what I did is I said, all right, I love the blues. I love the juke joint atmosphere. And I thought there was also kids earlier in the days during those parties that would be around, you know, older kids. And as the night, you know, went on, the kids went home, no doubt, but that's really when it got kicked up. And I realized I liked barbecue, I liked the blues, and I liked people. I enjoy all types of people. And I'm a fourth-generation entrepreneur. I mean, my family's always been in business of some sort. So I figured, well, I got a degree in business and a degree in marketing. And I said, all right, well, let's go beer, barbecue, and blues in a family atmosphere. So I built a little shed. And literally it was a 30, you know, it was the kitchen itself. I remember putting the tile on the kitchen floor, and I could, on my knees, I could reach all the way over to the other side of the kitchen floor and put the last tile in. It was 7 feet wide. 7 foot by 14. It was about the size, I guess, of a normal, you know, competition trailer.
Yes,
these days, and we had a goal of doing $350 a day. I put a little smoker out by the road, and I'd practice cooking while we were building the place, and I put a sign that said, honk if you're hungry. And people started going by, and they were honking because they were smelling that barbecue. They couldn't see the barbecue pit, but they could see we were building something, and they could smell it. And one day, I told my mom to paint us an open sign. We're opening up. We put the sign up and put the open sign, and, well, we sold out that day. And we've been, you know, going 90 to nothing for the last 13 years now, 13 and a half years. And it's led me to every event you could imagine when it comes to catering and competitions and television, and I mean, seeing some of the most special moments ever in my life when it comes to weddings and people winning, going up on the stage, you know, my friends, and, you know, sometimes I even get to get lucky and win them. But just, man, it's led to so much good stuff and made my life so, you know, it's gratifying. Hey, I'm doing what I like to do, so I've never actually gone to work.
Yes,
it
sir.
Seems like.
I understand that one. You're exactly right about that. I mean, you know, since I've done more and more of it, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, everybody looks at me on the weekends and stuff when I'm done it, like, well, you know, aren't you tired? Like, you know, now I'm tired because I got to go back to work on Monday.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
You know, weekends I love, you barbecue, you know, and, you know, we've kind of started that little deal. You know, we're starting to, we built a trailer this year, and we've been selling barbecue since the beginning of the year in a little 1,800 population town. I was going to do it like once a month over there. They jumped on board, and, I mean, we've been going 7-8 weeks straight over in that part of the world. So, yeah, I mean, it is. It's a very gratifying thing and something great. I mean, and it is. I mean, it is a lot of hard work, but you don't think of it as work. You know, it's fun. I mean, you know, yeah, what's better? I mean, sit around, you barbecue, you meet people, you make lots of connections, and, you know, and I don't know. I mean, there's not much better. I mean, you know, your deal really inspired me. I'll tell you, when you guys come on TV last fall with the TV show, that was, you know, like I said, you know, you had the family side of it, and, you know, everybody had a good time. And what you said, it's not work. It, you know, it is work, but we don't think of it as work because, you know, there's so much of the fun side of it, you know, it goes on with it because you enjoy it and you love it. And, you know.
Well, and now it is hard work. We all know that, you know. Somebody's got to stay up with the food and got to make sure that the you know, health department's happy and the different. You got to make sure that you, when you're at a competition, that to get your boxes turned in on time. So it's a lot of work, and it can be stressful. And you see some people out there do stress it a lot. And, you know, it's something you just got to hang on to. And other people, guess what? When you try out a competition like a barbecue, it's not something that you really have to go practice for a whole bunch. You can enter a backyard competition on a whim and win it. And it's the same way as you can enter a pro competition and put up a 10x10 tent. And if everything goes right, you might get a call. You know what I mean? It's all about information. You know, and hey, seeing what works, because the judges, I mean, think about the whole judge community out there. They're from all over the nation, and they all come in, and you never know what table you're going to land on. Six people are going to try your food normally, you know, in a normal scenario. And I hope, because we always put six in the box.
Yeah,
I'm hoping there's no extras. But the, you know, they've got a whole different, they're listening to all this. Hi, judges, if you're listening, thank you. And thanks for being judges. That was my little brown nose, and just in case, you know. I mean, just in case.
You know, and that's exactly right. I mean, you know, of course, now it's come to Texas, and I need to get you to come to Texas and come on, cook with me. We'll do an IBC contest. And, you know, in an IBC contest, you may put 7 to 9 samples in a box.
Yeah, that's right.
No garnish. Just meat.
Nope.
Just meat contest. And but that's it. I mean, you know, and it's funny, you run between the different sanctioning bodies and stuff like that. You know, we cook in several of them. And, you know, and just like I said, I mean, judges from all over. Texas, you know, most of our judges are just people that come off the street, literally. I mean, they show up, it's like, we want to eat barbecue, we'll judge, blah, 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 here we are. But, you know, a lot of times you get the same results with your food as you do in the other competitions where you even have certified judges. So, you know, I guess, you know, good barbecue is good barbecue, and that's, you know, that's what it takes, you know, to jump in there.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, there's lots of guys out there. I mean, you know, that's one thing that Texas lacks in also. You know, you talk about the backyard cooks. You know, that's something that our sanctioned bodies, we don't have backyards. I mean, you pay money at any of them, and essentially you're on the pro level. I mean, and you've got all kinds of guys. I mean, you got the guys like tailgate on the weekends. You got the guys that do cook in the backyard, and they come pulling up with their little square charcoal grill, you know, from the 60s, 70s. You know, they go out there, they have a good time, and some of them back up. I mean, just what you said. I mean, sometimes they go whip your butt. And you look over there and you think, man, how'd that happen? You know?
Yeah, I've had that happen for sure.
And you look over and you think, man, I'll tell you one contest I'll never forget. I was pretty new. Matter of fact, it was the first KBCS contest I ever did. It was a Sand Club Challenge. It was going to be close to where we were at for Memorial Weekend. It was like 100 miles away. And I was like, heck, let's go cook that thing. And I ended up on the wait list for the contest. And like 2 weeks before Memorial Weekend, I get an email it's like, okay, you know, send us your money, you're in. Like, all right, cool. And so, you know, I enter it, and I'm sitting there thinking, crap, what did I just do? Man, I'm going to cook KBCS. And, you know, I'll never forget, I pull in down there, and I mean, you know, you got the Pit Maker boys, you got Robert Sierra, you got a bunch of these guys, I mean, you know, big names, been cooking, and you're sitting there looking, it's like, you know, I've never even garnished a box. And, you know, so you jump off into that thing, and I'll never forget, we had like a seventh place in ribs, and I about wrapped. I was like, I don't know how that happened, but, you know, it's like, hey, great, we've done it. You know, and, you know, that was kind of it. I mean, you know, that was a defining moment. We had done some, you know, like I said, Texas-style cooking, and you know, we had some success. You know, but when we crossed over to KBCS and, you know, we still had a little bit of success, it's like, wow, okay. You know, we might be able to, you know, kind of hang with these guys a little bit. And you see them, and they're great people. And, you know, it's just it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they do it. Well, one of the guys that was right across from us was cooking our trash can. The first time I'd seen that, I've never had seen it. And it was kind of a double-barreled version of it, a vertical, kind of a UDS modification. And I'll never forget this guy sitting over, skinny guy, sitting over there with his legs crossed one morning with a pair of tongs, placing each charcoal in a precise location. And I said, no, we're not looking at it. I was like, you know, I thought I was pretty primitive. He was even more primitive than I. And I was like, wow, you know, who is this guy? Well, he dang near won the whole contest. And come to find out who he was, and I didn't know him at the time, but John Lewis. He was the, you know, pit master for Franklin's Barbecue at the time. And he was cooking on some pretty primitive equipment. Went in there and, you know, like hit out of three out of four of the categories. And I was like, wow. I'm just absolutely shocked. I mean, sitting there watching, you know, someone big cook like that. And, you know, because we all kind of thought, like, man, who's that guy on those trash cans over there? What's he doing? And, you know, man, he come in there, he schooled a bunch of guys that day, and like I said, I walked away with the whole contest. And, you know, he was third or fourth, something like that overall. It was like, man. And, you know, it's when you learn, it's like, man, you know, it may not be necessarily what you're cooking on, is you just got to have some of the talents and the skills and information and stuff like that to get out there and do it.
Amen to that.
You know, and I mean, and that's what, like I said, that's what made your deal so real, is that, you know, that's what you did. I mean, you know, you come up with stuff all the time, and, you know, sometimes it may not be the fanciest stuff out there, but, you know, You make it work. It's fancy, you know, it's functional and that end of it. And that's what, that's the great part about it.
Yeah, we, you know, it seems like you, in order to do a competition these days, you know, for us, we like to enter all of the categories. You know, if we're there, we're doing everything, which gets stressful, but it's still on the way to roll, you know, for us.
Yes.
But, you know, you get under the pressure and you have to get everything in. You know, I've got the big smoker, the Willis Jeep smoker that we use for the whole hog. But also behind the booth, you know, we got a little Weber and we got a little char griller and we got a little homemade unit. And my dad uses a little Smoky Joe and we got a Backwoods and we got a, you know what I mean? All of them, they're all, you know, it's like we almost have one per category. I'm thinking I have lost my mind. And then I realized, oh, wait, I have, you know, it's true. Okay. Now I can live with it, you know. I have a barbecue addiction. It is, you know, it is for real, everybody. I got an addiction to barbecue and just cooking in general. I'm trying now to, you know, look at the, I love boudin, you know, from Louisiana. And we did a stuffed chicken, stuffed chicken thigh, and it was stuffed with boudin that we got from a place in called the Best Stop in Louisiana this year. It was like a cupcake chicken, but then when we flipped it over, we put a piece of pancetta in the muffin pan. So when we flipped it, it looked, or when we took it out, it looked like a cupcake that was wrapped, and it was wrapped in the pancetta pretty much. And it ended up winning the world championship. But I've been making, trying to make my own boudin lately and figure out the old nostalgic flavors. Like, let's just say some of the old stuff, like Old Bay. Like, how do you make that? Do you know enough about seasonings to be able to make one of your favorites if all of a sudden you forgot it? You know, it's like I'm even getting to that point to where, and of course we have, you know, the saucery where we make our sauces and we experiment with everything, and we make other small batch sauces. I mean, give us a call if you need something like that. So we're all the time messing around with different flavors and seeing what's hitting. You know, I mean, hell, if you want to know who's in the top 100 or top 250, everybody knows what website that's on. And I will. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm loving my spot this year, man. Loving it. I check it about every 3 days and just smile for like an hour. Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with Brad? Oh, he checked the website again. BarbecueSuperstars.com. It happened.
There you
he
go,
checked
man.
The website.
But you know, there's gonna be another new link on there here pretty soon, Brad. Huh? It's like what you're talking about. You're talking about the addiction part of it. You know,
yeah.
We're going to be able to go on and say, hey, my name's Brad. Hey, my name's Lance. I have a barbecue addiction.
Yeah. We need to like, set it up to where you can donate money to help people get into their first barbecue competition or something. Like, I'm feeling rough tonight. I think I got the jitters because I can't figure out my chicken. Donate $3. And then randomly we pick people, you know, that fill out a form like, hey, we're throwing in $50 from the addiction fund.
Hey, there you go. That'd be great. Yeah.
Trying to get somebody else addicted because, I mean, hell. And look, you got to think about like this also. The different types of meats that are available, proteins that are available right now, is amazing. When you're talking about pork, I mean, there's like the Compart family with their all natural, redder than red, or redder is better, their competition pork, which that's the hog that we cooked this year at Mensa May. And then on the beef side, man, you got all the different grades. And, I mean, you can spend $500 on a brisket if you want
brisket,
to.
Brisket, yeah.
I mean, you know, the one that we've been using is the Meyer all-natural red Angus. And we did some tri-tip actually there at the National Barbecue Convention that turned out killer. they do. Yeah. I didn't actually cook it. The Boars Night Out boys cooked it. I just got to reap the benefits and eat. I love it when that happens.
Well, speaking of the Boars Night Out, I think that this may be them that is calling in here. And I know you do a lot of stuff for them boys. Let me see if I can cue them in. I think they must be listening. Hold on just a second. 901-288-8350, you're live.
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's Alan Boars Night. What's up?
Oh, just talking to you.
That's right.
It's Boars Night Out. Baby, there ain't,
honey, there
no,
ain't
doubt.
No doubt. That's right. What's up? I got barbecue edition. Can you send me some money?
I'm telling you, man. I see, we got something started already. Well, I mean, Daryl's gonna have to. I'm gonna have to put him back to work again to figure this part of it out. That's how we do it.
That's
how we roll.
That's
a lot of stuff goes on over here. So
hell yeah.
So what's going on in barbecue land?
Man, I'm sitting on the porch drinking beer right now in South Mississippi. It's starting to get foggy down here, and it's
been
raining.
Shit, man, we're just now starting here. Started about 3 o'clock, and thank goodness we got loaded out and home from a contest last night. So we're in the dry today. Thank goodness.
Good.
It's gonna be a mess.
Well, you know, it's actually even clouding up out here in West Texas. You know, this might have been the thing to do, you know, because we can't get any rain out here. We get you guys on tonight. And that's, you know, heck, we might even get some weather over this way. And, you know, that'd be great. Oh, yeah, the same line.
Yep.
Hey, we might not get it. So,
y'all got enough today to cancel the race, right?
Yes. Well, you know, that's about 300 miles to the east of me. And, yes, they did have enough rain over there. I think it's the start time now is noon or 1 o'clock tomorrow. So, they've been getting some over that way. And that's a great deal because it takes about to blow away, guys. And, I mean, you know, you're talking about that beast. You know, that's kind of getting to be a serious thing. You know, even out here in Beefland, I mean, briskets are like $3 a pound now. And that's kind of unheard of.
Yeah. I hadn't bought a brisket lately, but I did talk to our meat supplier the other day, our local butcher here in town, and just your regular commodity pork was $1.93 a pound, something like that, on your butts, and that was, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, we paid, I did a buck this weekend in a competition, and I think it was $2.59 a pound in Texas.
Yep.
You know, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, good Lord, $2.49 for a pork butt and $2.99 for pork spare ribs and then $3 for a brisket, you know, man, you know. You got to have a serious addiction to barbecue for that kind of stuff there, man.
Yeah, either that or a good sponsor. Yeah,
that's right.
That's it.
You, Combart. That's right. Meyer.
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
And Meyer.
Well,
some more brown
we need Way to Red Meats, and they're great guys. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, that is a huge thing, having a meat sponsor, you know, and I imagine kind of like you guys. I'm fortunate my meat sponsor is down at Texas Tech University, and they have an animal science lab there, and so I'm actually allowed to go in there and hand pick what I want to cook with. You know, that for competitions is great, you know, to get to go in and look through what you got. You know, they have cases of briskets. They dry age or wet age them for 40 to 50 days for you. So, you know, that part is great. So, but
that was definitely a big asset for us picking up or getting picked up by Team Compart last year. That was a, you know, something we tried to get or a goal that we've had ever since we started. And God knows the way we started, we couldn't have got a hot dog sponsor. But,
yes, sir.
But you know, things changed a little bit and turned around and you know, started looking up for us and got a really great sponsor from Jim. And then the Myers meet, actually, we got on board with them this year thanks to the Shed, you know, making those connections for us at the National Barbecue Convention. But,
well, I'll tell you, man.
That was awesome.
When we brought in Team Compart and then y'all went on the circuit, I mean, y'all had already won a year, but then you defended the title and Team of the Year, you know, in all three categories with that Compart. I mean, you guys did your sponsor and Jim Compart, you guys did him right. I mean, and thank you for that, and I know he thanks you for that. I mean, y'all are in there straight up, you know, ready, like Hulk Hogan. Like, it's on. Here we go. We're here to win, and y'all were there to win for him. It's like you got your sponsor as a teammate and might not be able to make it to all the competitions, but yeah, man, y'all are the prime example of why other teams are getting picked up by sponsors, because you know what? It is possible for them to give a little money or give a little a product or whatever they'll hit, or marketing, whatever it may be, because barbecue's hot, man. It's just like any
it's
other sport out
sport,
there.
Man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
awesome.
Man, it's I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, it's like we've all talked about. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's going to be the next NASCAR, I think, of, you know, American sports and stuff like that. I mean, that the difference in that is that, you know, not everybody can go out there and jump in a car and be a NASCAR racer, but, you know, barbecuers, everybody can be a barbecuer. Don't take, you know, a ton of money to get into it so far, you know. It takes a little bit, and, I mean, you know, they can start out, you know, like I said, in the back third parts of it, stuff like that, so... You know, it's a little different, and you know, I think that's a great part of it, and I think that's part of what makes it huge. You know,
yeah, and you got to remember, there's people out there that are making money.
Oh yeah, there's definitely people that make great deals of money, and you know, barbecue is their life. You know, their lifestyle now. That's their regular. I wouldn't say 9-to-5 job, because it's definitely way more than that now. But
absolutely.
Around and you know, look at the distributors that distribute these great products. You know, that the grill grates and the Maverick thermometers and you know the Myers briskets and you know just all that fabulous stuff that making it available. That you know, 2 or 3 years ago, just us as a barbecue team, man, we really didn't know anything about a true heritage, all natural Myers beef, or the Angus beef, and the Jim Compart Redder's Better, all natural pork. You know, we took some Berkshire before, at, you know, and then we got hooked up with Jim, and it's just been wide open. And we've introduced that to us ourselves, and then to, you know, hundreds of other people. I mean, there's so many people. This year and last year, that not even on the competition circuit that even knew about it.
Yeah, think about it. You got Sweet Swine of Mine,
Sweet Swine of Mine,
Boar's Night Out, Cooking Compart, and this year at Memphis in May, Sweet Swine of Mine with a shoulder and us with the hog.
That's right.
Took
That's
the
right.
category. And now, this year, Boar's Night Out is cooking what category?
We're cooking the rib category. We're going to try to spread the love.
Oh!
So
we got Memphis one in all May this categories. Year, we got one in that. We got Team Compart in all three categories.
And we're
going to try
Myers Beef going into Mancillaries for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm turning in, guaranteed. We actually won that beef category with a dry-aged tenderloin about, I don't know, 5 years ago. And we've been trying to repeat the same recipe every year, and we're going to do it with a dry-aged Meyer tenderloin this year.
We'll just get Daniel to cook, too.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So, but,
that's great.
No, we're definitely looking forward to it. We've got two more contests between now and Memphis that we're going to cook, and we're coming halfway to Brad's side of the country this weekend.
Yep.
Then we got Spring Fest. I'm trying to get them Shed Boys to come up here for that. So.
When is that?
That's going to be the 24th, 25th, I believe, somewhere. It's a week after April, or, Easter.
Yep.
So,
all
24th,
right.
25th.
That's the South Haven Spring Fest up here. It's definitely a good time.
Yeah, I need to do that. And it's NBN?
Yeah. If you don't bring the wheel, it's just bring the cargo van. Y'all come on. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the
case. I load you guys up, and y'all come out in August. We have a contest out here called the Breast Fest. First part of August. That's a pretty good
time. My girlfriend probably not going to like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I've
been to some of those.
I didn't know they moved Talladega.
Yeah. It's a contest that's been run for, I guess this will be its fourth year. And it's for the American Cancer Society. But I always loved it. I mean, they always called it the Breast Fest. And,
it's awesome.
Everybody kind of reminds me. Matter of fact, Daryl's coming out, and Angela, we're going to have BSB in there. Last year we had Chris Chadwick, which I think I cued him in here a minute ago. I think he's in the house with us, too. He's sitting back there listening. And I think he's here.
What's going on, boy?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hey,
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. We got a heck of a lineup tonight in the house here. I mean, Boys Night Out Boys. We got Brad Orson. We got Daryl Math, Chris Chadwick, and little old me over here in West Texas. So, but
oh yeah, it's on tonight.
It's on. That's right.
Damn, I bet it's been one hell of a show. No doubt about it. I had to take a break from WrestleMania just to come out here and see what's going on.
that was
getting a little boring, so I knew something was going down right here on the West Texas Pitmaster show tonight. I knew y'all were letting the smoke roll.
Let me put it this way, man.
No
I bring
doubt,
Brad
no
Orson
doubt.
And Board Night on tonight, and West Texas gets some rain. It is raining like you wouldn't believe right now. So,
I'll tell you.
Well, we just need to make this
farmers,
rich
I love you boys
drought.
Out here.
Man, it rains
it
every weekend.
Rains yeah.
Rains every
it
weekend. We got a comp here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Not here. The wind blows here.
Well, it was cold and wet this weekend. The rain moved out Thursday morning or Friday morning early, but the cold temperatures was here. So it hadn't been the greatest weekend in the world for sure.
Man, it's been one of those kind of years. I mean, it's like here. I mean, the dirt blows. You know, you're trying to get your trailers and stuff ready, and you know, I have a porch trailer with a pit on the back end of it. And, you know, and you're trying to, you know, clean the dirt off of it, and you know, you clean it off, and the next day the dirt blows even harder, and it's all back again. And you're sitting there thinking, you know, man, this needs a break, you know. And like I said, it hadn't rained here in months, guys. I mean, I'm talking about months. I mean, farmers, they're not doing anything.
Y'all
about
to have a flash flood over there, man. Desert's about to be rolling, man.
So that's all I got to do. I know next time that I need rain in this part of the world, I'm going to get you guys on here, and it'll rain.
Hey.
We'll make
hey.
It rain one way or another.
We like to keep it wet. Hey.
We might have to get a little shed tiki.
Lance Moore, you don't know what you're getting started there, boy.
Yeah, I know. I haven't had enough to drink yet. Yeah, I'm going to get another drink.
Well, the mountains are blue over here, buddy. The mountains are blue. They're doing good. And, man, we're having a great night. Great night. Now, I want to, it's like I told Chadwick, we're going to... My plan for this next year is to be at the National Barbecue Convention. which is in Nashville, I believe, this year or next year.
Nashville, Tennessee. That's it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh,
man,
my
Nashville
goodness, it's going to
be so much damn fun. I can't even believe it.
I'm planning on being out there this time, and we're going to we'll bust it up, and we'll have a good time. Have a great time.
I'm hoping that they pick a cool cool venue. The venue this year was cool, was nice, you know.
Yeah,
really nice. But, man, if we can get downtown Nashville or somewhere where it's fairly close to, because, you know, there's like Jack's Barbecue there on Broadway and all the country bars. I mean, we can tear it up in Nashville.
Yeah.
And
that can happen.
Are you
big
balling?
Yeah. Big in Nashville, too. So,
I feel like feel something coming on now. Last time me and Lance got together at a contest, we lined up four across and gave each one of them a 16-ounce beer, and we had a beer drinking contest for who could drink the beer the fastest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brad's got a beer sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. It's called Naked
Pig.
Beer
sponsor, do this.
Right.
Lance won the first round. The other guy got mad, so he had to do it the second time. And the guy who got mad won the second round. Do you think he cheated, Lance?
Yeah, they talked, man. You know, I did him in. So, man, the next day, you know, I think we're drinking light, bro, the first night. Next day, they bring up the heavy stuff. I think it was 3-2-1 beer. And, man, you know, I've been competing all day. I mean, we're in the open. We were in all categories, like you talked about, Brad. You know, when I go to a contest, we're generally in all the categories. And, you know how it is. I mean, you know, you're busting your – well, no, I take that back. Yeah, it was. We were doing the open. We've been humping all day long. And then about 5-6 o'clock, here comes Daryl.
He said humping
man, it's gotta be
all day long.
It's got to be a rematch. And I was like, a rematch for what? Well, you know. I'm gonna call him up tonight. Frank Cox. He's like, man. He said, he thinks you cheated. And I was like, that dog. And he sucks. So he said, gotta meet back over here in the trailer a little bit. We're gonna have a runoff with my wife and some of our friends from Missouri. Were up there and they're looking at me. They didn't know we'd done this on Friday night. They all kind of was doing some other stuff, and so they had no idea I was involved in all of this. And they're looking at me and said, oh, so we were having a beer drinking contest last night. I was like, well, yeah, that was part of it. And so, you know, now they're over there with cameras and everything else. And I was like, good Lord. So this stuff's been filmed, taped. You know, people have seen it.
Maybe
we had the Renaissance Girls in on Friday night. You know what?
Maybe we can coordinate that into an ancillary on a Friday night.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll be a judge, because I'm already going to be drunk.
That's right. I already have it in, but I can judge it. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing about being a good neighbor at a contest. You know, if you run out of beer or if somebody runs out of beer, I know I drink Alan's beer all the time.
That's right.
Every time I see him, I go hang out on. Yeah.
We usually side by side, and God knows we can drink some beer.
Oh, yes, man. You know, I think my wife's starting to look at me, you know, because we've, you know, we drink a lot more beer since we started barbecuing than, you know, ever have. You know, I've got a buddy here that's got a restaurant here in Plainview. And he's open 3 days a week, and he goes through about 60 to 80 briskets a weekend. And so, you know, we got cookers running all the time. And, you know, like I said, I've been selling barbecue too, and so I've got my cooker going. And so, you know, on Friday night especially, I'll be sitting out here on the trailer. I'll get in from selling, and I'll come in, and I'll have food going, and I'll be sitting out on my bar still drinking a beer, and he'll show up. Well, about 2 weeks ago, he didn't leave till 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning. I had to be back over to be selling barbecue like at 9 o'clock. And I'm sitting there looking at him. I was like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, dude. We've been drinking beer and barbecuing all night. It's going to be a rough day.
So he got to go home and go to sleep, and you had to go to work.
Yeah, he had people opening up for him that day. I was like, I ain't got anybody, man. That's going to be a rough day.
Could ask if he had some extras.
Well, I got people to do my deal. And I said, yeah. I said, man, it must be nice because it's going to hurt. So.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Well, we've got another 864 number in the house. I don't know who this is. This may be an all-time new. This may be, I don't know, this is out from Daryl's part of the world. So let me key him in, see who we got. I just got people showing up from all over here. Let's see if it'll kill me. And there we have him, 864-529-5737, you're live. I don't know what that was.
He dropped his beer.
Yeah, he just got struck by lightning. Got nervous. Got nervous.
Uh-oh.
Who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
It was my wife. She got... It was my wife. She's too scared to say anything.
Ah. Uh-huh. That's your wife?
Yeah, my wife called in.
That's a first, you know. I've been barbecue chef for a long time. I've never heard their wife.
Yeah, you better go home quick, boy. You better go home here and stumble.
I heard talking about their breastfeed.
This is
over.
This is history. This is history right here in the making.
Y'all are crazy. I can't
last in the house, huh?
Yes, I could say something about that last statement, but I won't.
Uh-oh. All right, everybody be good.
I know how y'all get, so I'll be nice.
Oh, we're good. All right, guys, we're late for it now, so y'all on your top notch here. Don't get us in trouble.
I know how y'all are, so no, I'll keep it straight.
Oh, so you listen to Daryl, so or live with Daryl? So
oh, Lord,
I mean,
yeah.
God bless her.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh,
24/7.
24/7.
Yep.
Well,
listen, yeah, he had that website idea, and you said, "Oh, I love it."
Uh-oh.
Well, next thing you know, you got spare time. You got to call in just to talk to him.
I know. That's what I tell him all the time. I have to call his phone so I can talk to him. That's
what
the truth.
Scary part was is he didn't recognize her number.
I know, see, someone else recognized it before he did, yes. That's so true.
I smell another television barbecue reality series about to happen.
Something's brewing.
Yep.
Oh, my God. His head is going 24 hours a day, trust me, no sleep at all. He sleeps, drinks, eats barbecue.
I've got that same infection, so it's contagious.
Yep,
yeah.
That's right. You know, we're starting a group. You've heard about that, have you now? You're working on that right now. We got a new barbecue addiction group. Hello, my name is Lance.
The 12-step program. I believe we need to
there
add
you
a
go.
More.
Hey, Lance. Denial.
Yes.
No, y'all. Let me give y'all the dirt on him now that we got it on the radio. No, I'll have to wait and pull you to the side to give you the dirt. So.
Whoa.
So is this the first time you called into Barbecue Superstars?
And actually talked? Yes.
Wow. We're making history here tonight, guys. History. I mean, you know. You get the founder's wife online. That's pretty good.
Honey, I wasn't there. I don't know her. I don't know these people on the radio show either.
Oh, see, you know who got you back. Listen at him now.
I've been working outside all day, honey. I just came in.
Yeah, it was already on.
It was raining.
It popped up for some reason.
Uh-huh. I've heard that one before. he pulls them all out of the hat. But I'm one step ahead of him at all times, trust me.
So you're holding the hat for him, right?
Yes. Well, I will leave y'all guys to back to guy talking. I just thought I'd jump in here. I'll have to get out to undoubtedly Texas. I've been out to Las Vegas and a lot of the other places, but I will have to get to Texas and see what Texas gets into.
Well,
that's
a
lot of fun.
You'll have a lot of fun. It'll be a time you'll never forget.
Oh, dang, there goes that trip.
Uh-oh.
You know, everything is bigger than Texas.
It's raining
there
right now. It's raining. They're about to have a flash flood right now.
Well, yeah, he will be trying to talk me out of that one. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'll
I
just
said,
have to
everything
jump
is
on.
Bigger in Texas, so just remember that.
Okay.
I got,
I got my plane ticket. I'm on the way.
Oh,
oh my God.
She did surprise me in Las Vegas one time, didn't you, honey?
I sure did. He never knows where I'm going to show up at. I got off the plane before he got off the plane. I even beat him there. He didn't even know I was coming.
I was standing on the sidewalk getting my bags out. There she walked across the road. I said, what the hell?
He just never knows. He just never knows.
There you go.
But,
yeah. There you go. I mean,
well, yeah. Thanks for putting up with him because we appreciate what he does for barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for letting us bar him every now and then.
That's right.
Well, yes, I'm going to start selling him out, I think.
Yeah.
And that'll be a way I could, you know, make a little on the side.
Hey,
there's
a little ways to do it. You know, you need to come talk to me about this a little bit first. We'll do it. We'll hang him.
I might have should have waited until I said that, thought about it first. But anyway, I might be getting y'all guys in more trouble than I started out with. So I'm gonna let y'all guys take it from here, and I will. But it was good talking with y'all.
Have a good evening.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Bye. Oh.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Oh.
There's another first right there. Man,
no,
I can't believe we had that.
She didn't know
about you better memorize that number.
Yeah,
she didn't know about
exactly.
Trip till now. God.
Yeah.
Boy, are you in trouble.
Yeah, somebody's in trouble.
I had to get the Coors White water out.
Man. Well, I looked at that number and I thought 864. I mean, that's like right there, you know? You know, so I'm looking at Gerald's number and I'm thinking, huh, that's interesting. I had anybody else in that area to ever call in.
Hell, you said 529, 864 529. I still didn't know who it was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would be surprised if my wife called in right now and was like, hey, yeah.
You need to come inside now, Brad.
Yeah, you need to come inside. Yeah, like, hold up. Now, she just threw a rock at me. Yeah.
You put another quarter in it and say, for another 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm standing out in the payphone right now anyway in a Superman outfit, so, I mean, shit, what the hell? Oh, excuse me, French.
Well, you know, that's, as far as I know, my wife has never listened to my show either, so, you know, I think I'm probably okay, too. So, I guess I'll find out. Maybe I'll recognize that number before I cue her in.
Pin it to the wall.
That's right. Pin it to the wall.
That's it.
Hey, but I tell you, there's a lot of good women out there that are supporting dudes in competition barbecue. You know, wives and girlfriends and
moms and grandmas and, I mean, prospective girlfriends. And, I mean, think about it. A lot of, I know a boys' night out, y'all's girls show up and they do stuff, you know?
Yeah, that was, like you're saying, Brad, that was something that we all sitting around drinking beer on a Sunday a couple of years ago. And all the ladies that do help make all this happen. And that's when we come up with a novelty team of real lives of barbecue wives and had all these shirts and stuff made out. And just because, I mean, hey, if they wouldn't pay them, man, we couldn't do it. I can promise you.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, if my wife didn't support me doing this, well, I'd hear tell with me doing it. And, you know, she gets frustrated with me sometimes because, like you say, I mean, you know, it's a nonstop 24-hour, 7 days a week kind of thing around my house, you know. There's not a day that we don't talk about barbecue. And, you know, that's pretty awesome that we do have a lot of people in our lives like that, women and stuff like that do support it because, I mean, it takes a lot of support for that to happen. I mean, you know, this is not one of them things that, you know, just kind of, mild. I mean, it gets to an extreme point, and, you know, it's great to have them there and have them support you and, you know, get involved in it and do all of it, too. You know?
Yeah, and hey, thank God to the wives that actually just let some people go and say, go have a good time, you go do it. You know, it's something that you enjoy. They, you know, they trust you. You know, they know you're going out there to straight up. If you're looking at thighs, it's chicken thighs. You know what I mean? So you know, on both sides of the game, staying home watching the kids and. Oh, man, I know I'm thankful to my wife. Hell, she's actually a vegetarian and will let me go to any kind of meat cooking competition, you name it. And you know, the good thing about her being vegetarian is that Daddy gets a bigger steak. I'm telling you, I get a two-inch thick steak instead of just a one. Hey, but I tell you, she'll get up and cook bacon for the kids. She's a good woman. I know I appreciate her. And my mom, I mean, she's like endless preaching barbecue. So word up for the chicks making barbecue happen. I know there's a lot of things happening that a lot of people that are winning also, their wives might be making the boxes. And making sure they look right, you know.
That's right.
Or whatever it is, you know, it's everybody wants to walk that stage and have that moment, or help somebody, you know. That I know, you know, for like finals at Memphis in May, we made it this year. We're sitting right next to Warriors Night Out. I remember y'all coming over, going, "What do y'all need?" I said, "I need all your garnish." And, dude, they showed up with everything, and, you know, we won by, it was, I mean, an ungodly tiny little margin, and I think it was the garnish and the secondary injection that pushed it over the edge and put us over the woman, Melissa Cookston, that had won it the last 3 years. I mean,
yes. It's
the little stuff, you know. It's like, hey, if I'm not winning it, I want to see one of my boys do it. So what do we need?
You know, and people have done that with us, not at Memphis, but other places. And, I mean, barbecue, it's such a big family in general. I mean, you go to these cooks and you cook against these people on Saturday, but on Thursday and Friday, man. It's like you're hanging out Sunday at the house drinking a beer or a Coke or water, whatever, man. It's just a big reunion, and you look forward to going to the cooks and hanging with those people because it's, you know, so many times people ask you, you know, why do you do it or how do you do it? And, you know, it's a lifestyle. It's way past a hobby.
Absolutely.
A lifestyle that if you don't have the support behind you and everything else, then you can't do it.
good, bad, or indifferent, but you can't do it without everybody.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, it is, you know, it had been called a hobby for a long time, but it is well past that when you get into, you know, to some of the to the levels that we get into now, and you know, time takes. I mean, you know, it's like us. I think we were on the road. I think we did 23 competitions last year, and that was a lot for us. I mean, with full-time job and family and everything else. And, you know, you get to thinking about that. I mean, you know, heck, I mean, that was almost, you know, a six-month, you know, trip. And, you know, that takes a lot of, you know, time and stuff like that away from a lot of other stuff that happens. And so, yeah, at that point there, it's not a hobby anymore. And, you know, you guys that do all the Memphis in May and NBN type stuff, I mean, even more. I mean, you guys are running a whole hog. And, I mean, even a bigger commitment than a lot of stuff that we do out in this part of the world. And, you know, man, hats off to you guys doing that kind of stuff, because that's, I mean, that's just crazy.
It's just like all of them, you know, you gotta be on your game 100%, because if you're not, you know, somebody else is, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I know, you know, we've turned in ribs that we weren't quite happy with, and they've won where some of the prettiest stuff that we've ever thought we had didn't even come in top 10, you know.
Yeah,
that's
right.
So you also have to keep a positive attitude, and I think there's a lot of optimism in the sport in general where, yeah, it's sucks to lose. I mean, I've lost on national TV. I mean, hell, Famous Dave beat me for $50,000 on Food Network 4 or 5 years ago, you know, like salt in my eye. But I was there to fight. Yeah, I was there to fight the battle. You know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of optimism. It's like, hey, yeah, even though I lost, I would still go head-to-head. You know, with anybody in a competition setting, because, well, that's what it's about. It takes other people to want to be in this competition for it to happen. If there's only two of us, then all the competitions would suck. But when there's 30 or 100 or 400, then it's a game. You know, it's like we're either racing with gas or we're racing with nitrous. Yeah. It seems to be catching on.
Well, speaking of nitrous, you know, I think I've done it again. We pulled out another barbecue superstar tonight, and I guess I'll key her in. I think Angela is going to be in the house now too. So, you know, I just keep popping them in here, boys. So we'll let her maybe in trouble again. starting something else. Is barbecue addictions, do you have an addiction? Angela?
Oh, am I on?
Oh, you're on. Yeah, you're live.
Oh, I was just calling in to listen, and I was talking to my daughter. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We've been listening to it, you know.
Okay,
barbecue addiction hotline. So, you know, do you have an addiction?
I gotta ask Angela the most important question. How many days you've been clean, Angela, since you've been haven't tasted or thought about barbecue?
Okay, if anybody just followed my Facebook page today, you know that I just delivered 13 more pork butts this evening.
Oh, my. Well, I had a white chip for you, but I guess I might have to put it back.
We did 128 last weekend, and I did it with Papa Clark of Team Unknown and Lori Frazee, the Barn Goddess, and we did 128 with some and called in a few favors from our barbecue family to help me with a fundraiser for my women's club here in town. So do I have an addiction? Yes. Everybody knows it, and it's, you know, I don't even deny it.
Well, hello, Angela.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
yeah,
it's
I wouldn't either.
128 butts.
Yeah.
128 butts is beyond an addiction. It's overdose.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's the truth. Hey, that's what's making it happen. Amen. You know, there's a lot of butts and breasts being cooked all over. I mean, it is I never thought about it, but wow, I do have a problem.
Come on, Brett. Your sister's been trying to tell you this.
I know. I'm like standing up on my back porch. It's in the dark, and I'm like raising my right hand, saying, "I do." I realize.
My name's Brad, and I have an addiction.
I figured it out. It's barbecue. Oh man. You find me running around my neighborhood in my underwear here later on, you know. I'm free.
I know, it's TMI.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I know, right?
That'd be a hell of a sight to see. I'm glad I'm not seeing the
other. Right. Somebody, I've got a bunch of, the lady that lives across the street from me did wardrobe for Saturday Night Live for 30 years. So she would just think it was like an art project or something. I also have a life-size cow in my yard for the top of an old meat market. So it kind of looks like a barnyard out here anyway. No big deal.
It's not taxidermy, is it?
No, it's just a replica that they had on the top of a building. It's fiberglass. I had my neighbors steal it. They moved it down the street for about a week, and then I went down there and found it, and it brought it back.
Oh, no.
They said it walked over there. Yeah. All right,
then. Yeah.
Well, and you just admitted that on radio. That's good.
Yeah, that's right. I like it.
Found out your addiction got healed all in one night. That's awesome.
Yeah. I need to donate $10 to somebody else's enter a competition fund right now. Go ahead and start
there you
go. Yep. Get it on the website, Daryl. Get it on the website.
Yep, we need that on there so we can start doing that. I mean, that's a whole new deal.
That's right. Set up his PayPal, right? And we're just donating that.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, every time we go by, we just drop a quarter in the jar. We talk to you, whatever, we just donate.
Well, you know, it was right after Christmas. Everybody was talking about how you can save so much money. You put a dollar in the jar every week, and then $2 the next week and $3 the next week.
Yes.
And it comes up to like $2,200 or $2,300 at the end of the year. And I just got to thinking, man, if you set a jar on the counter in an addicted barbecuer's house that said anytime barbecue was said or mentioned in the house, just drop a dollar.
Golly.
I'd have to have a big pickle jar. Maybe in a 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah.
I'd have to move out of my house because I'd be broke as hell.
Just take the jar with you.
Yeah. Be like, that's right. Move out of the trailer and move into the, weekly hotel down the street with that one pickle jar.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah. Love it.
I don't want you guys to give my family any ideas because my 14-year-old daughter has already had enough barbecue, I guess. So
oh, no,
if she
started.
Hears these ideas,
oh, no.
She's going to put a jar out, and then I'll
she
be broke as hell.
She been in a kids' queue yet?
No, actually, my younger one, she wants to do the Florida Barbecue Association. We have a fun cook. And they have a kids' queue during that time, so she's going to be doing some training over the summer. And
there you go.
So she can
there
see the kids too, yeah.
See, I mean, you know.
Lady Pitmaster in the house.
Hey, there you go. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, my daughter, I mean, she discusses more things about profiles, things like that, some things I can even answer some days. I'm like, I don't know, let's go cook barbecue.
When you're on as a guest, when you're on.
You know, she's one of them kind of people that she's very analytic. So, you know, she's analyzing it all. She's talking about it, and I'm sitting there going, damn.
She's going to be taking over the family business, I think. You better watch out, Lynn.
Yeah. Hey, let me get the encyclopedia reference out on barbecue, and let's see what it says about this.
It's all dead. What do you need?
Yeah. So cute. It's like, man, I mean, because I grew up in cooking on grill grates. You know, that was one of our sponsors the last couple of years. And Brad sent me some grill grates. And, you know, she cooks on them even more than I do. I mean, she's kind of got that stuff down. I mean, you know, she's always doing pork chops. And it was funny last year. We go to a contest almost every year. It's called Homer's Backyard Bowl. And what it was a contest that started, oh, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago, and it started out as calf fries. And it's grown into barbecue and everything. Like last year we had 105 tanks. And so, you know, last year I told her, I said she was nine years old, and I said, okay, what are we going to do this year? She did a 4-10-1 first year. And I said, I'll tell you what, I said, we'll do steaks and then some bacon-wrapped shrimp. She's like, yes. And so I went and got her some, I mean, like $30 steaks. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, I can't believe I'm going to be giving these to judges and I'm not going to be eating them myself. But go there and get her certified Angus, good looking. And I'm like, we're going to go in there and we're just going to kick butt. And we're sitting there at awards. I'll never forget this. I mean, you know, because over here a lot of times, you know, it could be five years old all the way up to like 17 years old.
Okay.
And so we're sitting there, they're calling off names, and I get down to about fifth place. My wife looks at me and says, did she get DQ'd? I said, DQ'd for what? She get disqualified and you're not telling me this? And I said, how am I supposed to? I said, no, she didn't get disqualified. And then she looked at me again and said, you got the right ticket? And I said, that was the only ticket we had last night. I said, I've got the right ticket. And I said, just relax. And she looked at me, she's mad. She likes, you know, maybe her name probably should have been called already. And we get down to, like, second place, and that caller number, and I couldn't tell who was more excited, my wife or my daughter. I mean, because you like to win the whole thing. And there's a bunch of boys and other teenage boys stuff, and they're looking like, I can't believe a nine-year-old beat us. And I'm sitting there, and I looked at my wife, I said, see, I told you. I said, you know, I said, I had this good. I was praying to God that it hadn't been DQ'd or something like that. But, you know, you never know. And I'm thinking, man, pressure's on. But if she did, I'm in a lot of trouble over this whole deal. And but, no, she did. She did really well. And I said, well, that's how it goes, man. I said, we had this handled. She quickly looked at me, and I mean, like I said, my wife was so excited about it, and I thought, man, I can't believe it. So she loves that end of it, and she, I mean, she does good at that stuff. So that's why I said, I mean, getting kids involved in kids' cues, stuff like that, that is a great thing. It's awesome. I mean, it gets them involved in it. They have fun. And, you know, something else, you know, it's like when I met my wife. You know, I'm fixing to step off down here and really get my butt in trouble. Because when I met my wife, I'll never forget, I met her at a bar. And, you know, it was one of those nights like, well, you know, okay, let's go back to your place and I'll make breakfast. And so there was a few of us. And I'll never forget, I opened up a refrigerator, and there was Coors Light, Cokes, and then some kind of frozen chicken stuff in the freezer. And that was it. And I was like, oh, we're going to have to go to my apartment for a minute and get some stuff here. We're going to have to cook. And I'll never forget that. I mean, my wife didn't cook. And I thought, good Lord, we're going to starve to death. So, let me make sure over here now that she's not calling in on me, that she's been listening. Nope, looks like everything's good. So, I'm safe. But, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, I think everybody ought to know how to cook. And, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, if you can feed yourself, you know, cook your own food, stuff like that, that's a great thing. Don't get me wrong, my wife does a lot of cooking nowadays, but back then, and I guess, you know, kind of bachelor days, as we'll say, she, man, that was a scary refrigerator.
A lot of room for beer and Coke, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of room for beer.
Well, and, you know, you don't expect that. You know, you walk in there like, well, she got beer. Well, okay. Well, hell, I guess we got to start here.
We can get the grill started anyway.
That's it. That's it, man. That is it. So, no, we have a great time. And you know, and like I said, I mean, if it wasn't for her support so like that, I wouldn't be doing it. I mean, if I was, I'd probably be divorced, you know, without her. So, you know, that's never a good thing. So, no, that's great. It is great.
It's a good addiction to have. Yeah. Coming from a fellow, you know, admitted, you know, barbecue addiction. And Alan, he already admitted it, too.
Oh, man,
It's bad.
See, we got the founding members of Barbecue Addiction right here tonight. I mean, you got Daryl,
yeah.
You got Alan, you got Brad. See, Brad.
Yeah, well, Daryl, I don't think he's admitted it yet, but we all know, hell, that dude's got a, he's got an issue. Yep.
He's got it.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's got it, he they named it after him. Yeah.
I'll never forget when he asked me about this whole show deal. You know, I had done a few with Chris Chadwick and stuff, and been on a few times and everything. And I'll never forget, I was down there helping my buddy that night. We were barbecuing and drinking beer. And they were like, "Hey, you know, we need a Texas show. You want to do a Texas show?" And I was like, "Yeah, hell yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, okay. Here's passwords, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're in. Sunday night's yours." And I was like, "All right, hell yeah." I'll never forget, I woke up the next morning, I thought, man, what the hell did I agree to last night, by the way? And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Hell, what did I do? What did I do? And but, you know, it's been great. It's been great. I've met a lot of nice people. You know, in the, you know, I said the barbecue community. You know, you just don't meet any better people. You just don't. You know, it's the closest thing to a family you'll ever see as far as that end of it, you know, barbecuing. I mean, you know, even your toughest competition, stuff like that. I mean, if you need something, they'll be the first guys to give you something or help you or, you know, do whatever you need. I mean, and that's something you don't get in a lot of places. So it's awesome.
You know, it's exactly what you're saying. You know, you got football and basketball and baseball, NASCAR. They're great sports and always, you know, enjoyable to watch and do and hang out. But when you go to a barbecue contest, I mean, that's really the only sport out there that, you know, you can involve a whole family in a team. And your brother, your wife, your sister, your girlfriend, you know, you can involve everybody. They can all participate, you know, not just go and sit back and watch. So it's an all-around deal like that. Makes it very special.
Yeah, I mean, they can be involved as much as they want to in that. I mean, if that's even, you know, your wife entering the contest and beat your butt in the same contest. I mean, it can happen. And, and that is, I mean, it's a great thing. That's something that, well, I mean, just for the sport alone, I mean, you know, there's not a lot of sports that, you know, just anybody can enter. And, you know, there's really, you know, no stopping anybody from entering our sport. You know, got to have a few minor things, but, I mean, considering, you know, what it takes to get into most sports or anything else, I mean, you know, it's, you know, that's a lot of times that's pretty tough. I mean, this here, I mean, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. You can come barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's unlimited. I mean, hell, if a 5-year-old can get in there and beat a 14-year-old, then you see it's an unlimited age sport too. I mean, think about Mr. Jim and Gus, the Shed Pimps. I remember last year it was muddy. I mean, as muddy as a mud hole in our booth, or right out in front of our booth. And Mr. Jim showed up in an all-white
pimp suit.
That's
I
right.
mean, the shoes, the everything, and I think Gus was in red. But, you know, those dudes, Gus is almost 90. And, you know, he loves to, you know, he comes over there and he, boy, he does his nibbling and say, ooh, let me get a piece of that bacon. And, you know, he's checking it out. He's interested in it. And it's not something that you're, you know, one day you might wake up and not compete as many times as you would have last year or the year before or whatever. That's fine. But you're going to naturally move into judging because it's a little bit easier when it comes to the travel and, you know, you can be helping. I mean, competition's always going to be in your blood, but it's something that never goes away. It's not like you're going to stop one to eat. I mean, you already know what it's supposed to taste like now. It's furthering, you know, what kind of food you're going to eat for the rest of your life. And now all this new stuff with the with meats and these heritage hogs and the beef now, I mean, it's on. You can eat healthy and be eating protein, and if you pay attention, you can cook it all, no matter what cut it is. I know we were talking about doing a steer, you know, doing a whole steer, like, I don't know, 1,500 pounds. I don't know how big is a whole dress steer for the National Barbecue Convention this year, and it didn't come together because we were trying to get a grade A Wagyu, which is worth a pretty good penny, especially getting a whole carcass like that. So if we were going to do it, Boar's Night Out in the Shed, Sweet Farm Hine, it was Team Compart was going to try to tackle that. And we still might, even in Tennessee, because I know Pat Martin, he's got a restaurant up there. And all we need is a pit big enough to do it, right? I think Old Hickory will do something like that for us.
Old Hickory's waiting to, I guess, do whatever we want to do on it. You know, I think they're still game for it. We just got to figure out what we need and the logistics part of it and make it happen. I think they'd still be all about it.
We got a year to put it together. So we just need to, you know, see. Well, I know Meyer would probably be in with their
sure
the Red Angus. They would.
I'm sure
we
could find a steer for sure on that side of it.
Yeah, probably. Meyer would do something. We're looking at doing a beef jerky with them. You know, they do all the private labeling for Whole Foods and Kroger. So if you buy behind the meat counter at a Whole Foods or a Kroger, you're buying Meyer Red Angus.
Awesome.
They're the number one all-natural meat supplier out there in food service and grocery. And they do the entire Kroger chain. I mean, that's a lot of stores.
That's a lot of stores.
That's only a couple of their clients. But, man, now we know it's available. And, you know, they've got a 90-square-mile ranch they're doing it on. They have a program called the Never Ever. So the way that they raise their all-natural is from birth all the way through, rather than, you know, the last 6 months or 4 months, whatever it takes, you know, minimum requirement. Which, no shame on that. I mean, hey, at least we have standards. Because, you know, if it wasn't for commodity meats, I wouldn't be in the business because I can't afford some of this stuff. You know, you get into some of these really expensive breeds, and you can't afford it, you know. On a couple briskets or something, you know. It's nice to find a company like Meyer that has affordable, really good product.
Yeah. That's very true. And, you know, if it was just only, you know, heritage stuff or premium or, you know, aged Angus out there, we would have never even been able to venture into the first stages of barbecue.
Yes.
We couldn't afford it. You know, I mean, we bought a couple of butts or a couple of shoulders and then went to a contest. And, you know, we'd never even thought about buying a premium cut of meat because we couldn't cook what we had, let alone something that was top notch. So, you know, we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, those, and the, you know, the commodity stuff, nothing against them because they've won some great championships, no doubt, for many of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's getting, you know, even the premium products are getting, you know, not their premium grade, but their lesser standards is Brad was sharing, you know, about Myers, that's offering, you know, even a good product for a reasonable dollar, and you're still getting a premium or a prime product, and that's a big advantage to a lot of teams that don't know it, you know, and it's
yeah,
we brought them in.
We brought them into the shed, and so that's all we're cooking is the Meyer. And I think, you know, it was I think a 30 or 40 cent a pound difference from what we were paying. But they were able to get us a price that was there. It's a trimmed where I was getting an untrimmed commodity. This one's trimmed. So it sounds like, ooh, 30 more cents a pound. It's like, no, dude, not when you look at that compared to that. It's insane. You know, like marbling in a brisket. Are you kidding me? No, it's like really red meat and really white fat.
Well, and when you figure yield, too, I mean, your yield is probably, you know, close to the same, not more.
Oh, yeah. So it's insane. And you got to pay attention to it. You know, we used to do all night cooks. Now we've been doing day cooks. I say day, but they'll go in at 2 a.m. And then we'll pull them out in the morning at the perfect time. But we're just paying more attention to them, you know. We're living in a pork world. Y'all are in Texas in a brisket world. But you know what? Thank God for protein and thank God for fire and for barbecue. I mean, amen.
Absolutely.
Amen
true.
To that. Brought some brought a lot of good people together. I can promise you, it's been a lot of fun had over a fire and a barbecue.
That's the deal, and I mean that's what we were talking about. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, that is one thing synonymous with barbecue is that, you know, it's always been a place for people to gather, fellowship. And, you know, have a good time, families, friends, you know, and that still goes along. I mean, you know, even in the competition, stuff like that. I mean, it's still the same situation. We're still family. We're still friends. And, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, it's just hard to find something that you know, really a downside to it. I mean, I hadn't found it, I guess. I mean, you know, I'm sure there is something, but I don't know what it is. I mean, you put in a lot of hours, a lot of long hours. It is hard work. But, you know, like I said, you know, when it's something you love and something that you love to do, it's not near the work as it is with something that you don't.
Well, I really never look at it as work, as you said, because it is part of my life. It's something I do love. I eat, sleep, and live barbecue day in and day out. My girlfriend, she'll be like, Alan, wake up. You're dreaming about bait. You're talking about did you baste the shoulders or did you baste the hog? Or this is what I talk about in my sleep.
Yep, there you go, man. There you go.
You know, that's what it's all about. And I mean, you know, I got into barbecue when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old from my parents. You know, and then we started our own team, you know, down the road. And, you know, it's where we're at. But, you know, I grew up in it, as a lot of folks have. You know, it's not something, not everybody that doesn't know anything about it jumps off in. It's usually got some type of connection, whether it's a friend or a family member or something that you've been brought into it. So, it's just awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Tell you what,
with my side of the game is on both sides of my family, my dad and mom's side is butchers and grocery stores. So both of my grandparents were butchers, and then my great-grandfather on my dad's side owned a grocery store and was a butcher himself. So I was like the first kid that actually started to cook the meat, or first generation to try to cook it and sell it. Because of the opportunity that, you know, barbecue boom, it's just now blowing up. So the opportunity just arose. But I mean, you know, it's like in my knife drawer, I got my granddad's butcher knife when he was a butcher down in Tampa, Florida. And then my grandfather in Kansas, in Dodge City, Kansas, mind you, cattle. I mean, 30,000 or 40,000 head a day go through Dodge City, Kansas. That's where I was born. I was born in Dodge City, Kansas. And so was my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And then when I was four, I moved to Mississippi. My parents sold a big, huge house in Lexington, Nebraska at the time, and we bought a trailer and a campground in Mississippi, and my dad said, welcome home, and your new job requires you to be there at 9 in the morning, and it was a reality check, but man, I'm so glad that they did. You know, my dad always wanted to own a hotel or a campground, so that's what he did. He bought a campground. So we've always been all in the hospitality business. And we've always been hungry. And you know what? People got to eat. So it's a good thing. You know, people got to eat, and there's a lot of flavors that can be achieved and so many secret weapons of marinades and seasonings you can get now and combinations of those. That, I mean, flavor possibilities are endless.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We got one more guy that's called in. Let me see him queuing in. I think I may know who this one is, too. Brad, you may know him, too, if that's who I think it is. Let me queue him in before we get cut off here. 214-460-3706, you're live.
Hey, how doing? It's Phil Peake, all sauced up out of Dallas.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just enjoying the show.
Well, good. I'm good. I'm glad you called in. But, no, I mean, Brad, that's right. I mean, you look at, you know, everybody does have to eat. I mean, and everybody, you said, you know, coming out of the hospitality end of it. And I mean, you know, that worked out great for you guys. I mean, because, you know, the atmosphere and stuff that you guys have created at the restaurant, you know, still caters to all those ends of it. And, you feed people, they've got great music and, hospitality and stuff like that. And, I've got a funny story with you about a couple weekends ago. I had some guys, some of my friends over here, and, I have a 22-foot porch rudder with a big pit on the back end of it. And so they showed up. They were out turkey hunting. They show up right at lunchtime, and we got a line of people sitting out here, and I'm trying to feed them and stuff. And so my two buddies, they're sitting out there on the porch on a couple of bar stools. And I'm just running back and forth to the town, and it gets to where, you know, it's kind of a funny deal. You know, they're opening up the pit, you know, each door and stuff. I'm getting stuff and everything. My wife looks around like, hey, we've even got our own set of barbecue pimps now on the trailer. And I said, well, guys,
yeah,
we're going up here a weekend, man. I said, you got a job to do. But, it's funny that, you sit there and you relate to some of that kind of stuff, and you think, man, you know, that's, and everybody got a big kick out of it. I mean, you know, they like to watch it and see all the all the different stuff going on and the interaction and stuff like that. And that's, you know, that's what makes a lot of that stuff is that, you know, they enjoy it. You know, it's kind of a show for them, you know, to a certain degree. You know, it makes them forget, you know, they're standing out there in the line, you know, in the dirt, you know, waiting for barbecue. And, you know, they're kind of watching everything go on in there. And, you know, it's pretty neat. And, you know, that's what you guys have created. I mean, you guys have created one of the most unique barbecue settings in the country. You know,
and
you just don't get that kind
of
pallet.
A pallet and a screw gun. Really what we did it out of is pecan wood. Luckily, we've got a lot of orchards, old pecan wood around here, and I've always been able to have pretty great access to it for cheap. So I've been able to keep the fire going, and I've always been able to, you know, run to Walmart if I have to fill up a basket full of pork shoulders or, you know, another grocery store to save the day. If my distributor, if I didn't order enough, and, you know, thank the Lord, people got to eat, and people love to drink and listen to music and watch their kids play in the rocks and be on boats and vacations, road trips, and we got a lot of teams now that are coming through, baseball teams and soccer teams and, you know, the regional stuff. We have a new sportsplex on Highway 57 right now. So that's been cool because, you know, you get 30 10-year-old kids that are like, I want a pork sandwich. Boom. Just made their day, you know.
Hey, absolutely.
They're like, I want to buy a T-shirt. You know, what do the T-shirts say? They say, the shed, barbecue. That's it, you know.
That is it. That is it. Well, you know, and that's kind of funny, you know. Like I said, we've been doing that deal over there in Joaquin, Texas, you know, it's had 7-8 weeks now. And I was approached about sponsoring a little league team. And, you know, I said, well, let me think about it. And I'll ask Skip, we walked away from that day, and my wife looked at me and said, are you just going crazy or what? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, if you don't do that, you're just stupid. I said, well, I said, what are we talking about? You know, I'd been busy all day, and I kind of forgotten about it. And she said, no, little league team. And I said, okay. And so I called the people back, and I said, look, I said, you know, I said, is that still available? And she said, oh, absolutely. I said, okay. I said, I'll put it down. I said, we'll sponsor the team. And, you know, so there's going to be a bunch of kids out there this year. I think they're 4 to 6-year-old T-ballers, and they're going to be running around with West Texas Pitmasters on their back all year. And I thought, you know, heck, there's nothing better than that. I mean, you know, it really was kind of an honor, you know, to even be thought about something like that, to be a big part of it. I said, y'all need to bring them over. I said, we'll put them in front of the trailer. We'll take some pictures and stuff like that, too. I said, that's the way it is. And, you know, heck, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, you get involved with the youth and stuff like that and have that out there, and I mean, it's great. It is absolutely great. So, you know, we're very fortunate in things like that, to, you know, to be able to do that. And, take care of, you know, the youth and stuff like that and have the youth take care of us. And looking forward to it. So, that's kind of a neat thing. So I got to ask you, Brad, are we going to see you, are we going to see another series this fall of The Shed?
Not on Food Network.
Not on Food Network.
No, they didn't do any more reality. They had that, they had Us and three other reality shows that they tried, and the guy that, that really was the head of the Food Network reality side of it. He was took another job somewhere else, and they didn't give any of his shows, his main shows, which were the reality side of it, a second season. But we had, man, we had over 1 million viewers every show. We ranked in the Nielsen ratings all 6 weeks because we got 6 episodes. And it was a little insight into some of the zaniness and the crazy ideas at The Shed.
And there's no telling what's going to happen, you know, in the next year. We got to film the Kingsford Invitational, and my mom's got some stuff that I can't say anything about. My sister's got some stuff going on. So we'll definitely see some more Shed, but not on Food Network this year. Hey, unless they rerun it. Now, think about this. If they rerun that series, which they spent a lot of money making that thing, then, you know, we could get lucky and they rerun it. I know they reran Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Diva Q, her show on Travel Channel is still running.
Yep.
Rib's Paradise on Travel Channel. Man vs. Food, the all of them are just Picker Sisters. They just keep rerunning them, man.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I guess, you know, that's how that is. See, since Food Network, Travel Channel, and all that kind of owned, you know, they're all owned by the same people, the same bunch.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it could be even that you guys run over there. And, I mean, you know, that was the thing. I mean, you know. You know, everybody enjoyed watching that because, I mean, it was good, clean, wholesome fun, and, you know, there was always something going on. I mean, you know, it was a great show. I mean, you know, we watched it.
Yeah, we had a
go ahead.
We had a blast doing it, and we're still doing the same thing. The pimps are still sitting on the porch, you know, and just rolling with it. They say if you don't get picked up for a second season, that you kind of got like a year of TV jail, purgatory from TV. So, you know, you can't really go out and do anything. But there's still some really, really cool things happening. So
great.
We'll see some more on another, maybe another network.
Hey, well, we're looking forward to it, man. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
we're
keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, those are the kind of things that we need. I mean, you know, you and your family are true ambassadors of barbecue. And, I mean, you know, it's people like you that have made this sport and, you know, food lifestyle and stuff great. And, I mean, this is what we need. And you know, people like you, I mean, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you guys are ambassadors of it, and you know, there's nothing better than that. Like I said, the interaction you had with my daughter was just unbelievable. I mean, you know, you see the look on a kid's face that, you know, when someone takes the time to, you know, do something like that, and you know, that's the problem with anymore. It's that, you know, a lot of people don't take the time to do those kind of things. And, you know, that means a lot. And, you know, I mean, hats off to you guys. I mean, y'all are making it great. And we're just going to keep going at it, man. And
Yeah. TV, I mean, TV makes, you know, they say it makes you larger than life. The and I know Boards Night Out has been working with the production company possibly for some things. There's some other players in the game that I've heard of. So, barbecue, there's going to be a bunch more barbecue TV. I don't know exactly who it's going to be yet, but there's definitely some things in line. And you know what? It's being made every day. And it's on the Superstars website, and you can check out interviews from freaking everybody. I mean, you can geek out on barbecue on that website for sure. And, you know, there's some other websites out there. I mean, there's links that he's got on there to other products and all kind of, I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Go look through it.
No, it is.
You know, if you want to know what the judge is like, look through the top 20 sauces, you know, and say, okay, I'm going to try those.
Yep. No, I mean, that is exactly right. I mean, Daryl's got a great thing going on. I mean, it's like that's got me involved in a lot of it. And, you know, a lot of things I never even thought about, never even dreamed about. And, you know, I'll even throw this out there. I can't say a lot either, but, you know, you might pay attention around in July sometime, you know, on TV. You might even see some West Texas Pitmasters or something like that out there, you know. You never know. So
Well, we should. We should. I like it, man. I love barbecue on TV.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, that's it. I mean, it's great. And, you know, I just say it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, some of us have talked about, you know, where will it peak? You know, and, you know, there was a few people, you know, when we first kind of got into some of this stuff, you know, that, you know, next 2-3 years it might be peak. I don't think so anymore. I mean, it may be 20 years before this whole thing peaks.
I mean, are people going to stop eating?
They're not going to stop eating. They're not going to stop eating. You're absolutely right. And, I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, where does it stop? I mean, I don't think it will. I mean, I think that, you know, barbecue is a culture. I guess maybe that's the word for it. It is a culture. It's not a fast food chain or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's a culture. You know, it's like you said, I mean, you know, from the beginning of time, I mean, man and fire, and, you know, they had to have something to eat. And I was watching a deal the other day on TV where, you know, they were doing that. And, you know, they were out in the desert, and they were eating rats and stuff. You know, they were throwing them in the fire, man versus food or something like that the other day on TV. On I think they was on Trail Channel. And I'm sitting there thinking, man. You know, when they're talking about that, they're throwing a mouse in the fire, burning the hair off it, and then they throw it back in there. Well, then they gutted it, took the stuff out of it, threw it back on the fire, and then they ate the thing. And I was like, damn. I can do a lot of things. I'm not sure I'm quite that. I don't know if I'm quite that hungry. You know.
Did they have chicken sauce sitting beside the fire or something?
Yeah, did they have some good sauce? Yeah.
Did they have the sauce?
I mean, they didn't have anything, dude. I mean, these things still had the fur kind of, I mean, just charred onto it. They opened that bad boy up, and, I mean, they're popping out some meat, you know, when they're sitting there eating on it. And I'm sitting there thinking, damn.
Gotta love a cold shoulder.
That is extreme there. But, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's barbecue. I mean, you know. And it's in its basic forms, I mean, that's what we did. And so, you know, heck, I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, it's going to be a long time before, if ever, if this rage, you know, stops. I mean, and I don't think it will. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, the country, you know, people ask me about barbecue competitions. You know, here in Texas alone, I would say that we have probably 300 to 400 teams competing a weekend in Texas. From this time of the year on to, you know, probably October, November. And you think about that. I mean, then you think about the whole United States and, you know, the other parts and stuff that suck about. You think how many teams you got out there competing in barbecue? This is huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's another reason to be a member of the National Barbecue Association, so you can get a list of all those people out there. And, you know, I mean, anybody and most everybody will pick up the phone. And a lot of these teams, hell, just need help. Need people to wash dishes and sweep the floor and get to eat the food and help with the seasonings and, you know, see what's going on in trade. I know. That's how we get a bunch of our people out there. It's just they're interested in it. So, you know, that's it. So people love me.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right about that. I've got a neighbor down here. She stopped by here a few weeks ago, and she said, you know, my son has a culinary degree. And I said, really? She said, yeah, he wants to learn how to smoke. And I said, okay. He said, you know, would it be okay if I send him down sometime? And I said, absolutely. Send him down. I said, so we're going to have a competition here in Plainview in May. And I told him, I said, he stopped by, talked to me a little bit. And I said, come out. I said, come hang out and, you know, get involved in it. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, we get other people involved in it and, you know, allow them to enjoy what we do. And, you know, that's what builds us. That's what makes it great. And, you know, but, you know, you think it's kind of funny because, you know, you think, man, you know, I can't believe his mother just stopped by and talked to me about something like that, you know. And you know, so it's a, I don't know, it's unbelievable where a lot of this stuff is coming from, and you know, how many people are looking at it, and how many people are interested in it, and you know, it's just an awesome process, and you know, I don't know, man, it's crazy, and you know, I'm looking forward to you know, maybe another 40 years in it, you know. I'm making
that
long.
Amen. Yeah.
So, I might be that old boy out there in the wheelchair, by golly.
Right, right. They're going to have to make a rolling bed for me. I'm going to have to be laying down. Yeah.
Well,
true.
Wheel me out there. Oh, we're going to be in it, by golly. And, no, that's it. I mean, it's just great. And, guys, man, I appreciate y'all calling in tonight. And you guys are welcome anytime. Call in. Let's talk barbecue. Let's, you know, see what other kind of fads we can get started within barbecue. You know, I mean, geez, I mean, we brought in Daryl Mass's wife tonight. I mean, we've never done something like that. I mean, that's the new
one. Yeah, that's awesome.
And, he hadn't been home in a couple of weeks. You want to talk to him, right?
Right.
So, but, you know, guys, I mean, I wish y'all all the luck, and, you know, I said hopefully this next year we'll be over at the National Barbecue Association. We'll be there, and, you know, we'll get together. Yeah, let's, you know, maybe we'll do a little crawl, you know, go eat some good barbecue, and go listen to good music, love good music, and, you know, see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Yeah, I like it. I am there.
Sounds like a plan. Sign me up.
All right. Well, I guess
y'all gonna be at Memphis, I assume, rolling through there in a few weeks.
Yes, sir.
So you come by. More welcome to come by and say hi, shoot the breeze, grab a drink, and cool off. So we'll be.
Are you gonna?
Our way
you
to
gonna have air conditioning? You gonna have air conditioning this year?
If I can get Carrie or Mitsubishi to squeeze me something in, you damn right I'm going to have one.
Yeah, I'm trying to have something, man. It gets hot as hell.
Yep, I'm going to have it if I can get it. So.
That's kind
I'm
of funny,
that's
what I do for a living.
Yeah, that's my other job. That's when it takes.
Is that your other job?
That's
my job, too.
Yeah, we got it.
I've been heating and air conditioning business for over 25 years, so. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's hope for me after all.
Father. That, yeah, really. Yeah, we're a family-owned business here. My granddaddy started back in 59, so that's how I get to go play most of the time.
Well, I understand, man. I understand.
I get slack from Dad, but he lets me go sometimes. I got to catch the breeze out of it every now and then, but. He's like, hey, you're going to go. Just go ahead. You're not doing anything here. You might as well leave. So.
Yeah.
I get those thoughts.
But, yep. Yeah, I've got a couple of bosses there. They're pretty forgiving. You know, like I said, we've been hard at it, you know, probably since about last October. We've been hitting it pretty hard. And you know, there was, you know, some weeks I was just kind of a blur around there, you know. And, you know. It is. I mean, it's a great thing, and you know, that's the other side of that too. I mean, we talk about wives, stuff like that. You know, like me. I mean, you know, you got a regular job, stuff like that. You know, you have employers that are you know, pretty forgiving about, you know, letting you do what you love on that end of it, and don't give you too much hell about it. And you know, you pay for it a little bit here and there, and. You think, damn, I guess I'm paying for that this week. But, no, it is. You know, that's the great part about it. And, you know, I've been pretty fortunate about that end of it. And everybody's been, you know, like I said, everybody's been very supportive about, you know, doing those kind of things. And that's great. So, but,
awesome. Huh. Awesome. So, well,
hey,
guys.
We'll know, happening with a shed barbecue competition. I know it's going to be in October. I'll keep everybody posted. And we're going to
cool
do
trophies.
Yeah, we're going to do
never know what it's
going to
be.
Yeah, we don't know
in
what
October,
they're going to look like, but they'll
be
cool.
You know,
yeah, we're
going to
do a kids competition and a backyard or a tailgate and then a pro MBN and probably KCBS probably going to do a tool.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Meyer State competition.
Oh yeah, Meyer State competition.
Hey, well, okay, if you guys go to the Meyer State competition, we need to get the SBA involved in that too.
We're definitely going to do it. I'm trying to talk to some beer guys also and see if I can get a little beer contest going on, and all the teams can be the judges. So, that might be interesting.
You know, we might get Daryl down there and that end of it, you know. I've only got one big thing goes on in October. Let me find out when that's going to be, because, man, I'd love to come down there and cook with you boys. And I do a deal for Cotton Baron, which is an American Cancer Society deal. We cook 400 to 700 steaks for, to support cancer and stuff. And that's the only thing that could screw me up on that whole deal, but. I'd be very interested in coming down here and cooking with that. I don't know anything about cooking
MBE. We'll keep everybody posted on our website. And if you see a bottle of Shed barbecue sauce on your shelf or the marinade, pick it up and use it. It's good. I've been using the mustard sauce on our pork and basting it. Like them boys from Boys Night Out do, and they're basting it out. Hey, I'm drinking it out, and they're basting, man. Those guys. And that's why they're winning everything, dude. Everything. But, yeah, pick up a bottle of Chef's off because it's just getting in all 50 states. And if you're not buying Shed sauce, then at least buy a sauce that of somebody that you know, is what I'm saying. That way everybody gets
That's
a little
right.
piece of the pie, you know.
That's right. There's some good sauces out there for sure.
Yeah, Sweet Swine of Mine. I mean, everybody's got them. They're everywhere. So at least try to keep the money in the family. And if you're paying attention, then when you look at that shelf, you know some of those people.
You know those names.
The whole
sure.
world. That's right. You know, mix them together. Hell, give everybody half a shot, right?
There you go, man. There
well,
you go. Absolutely.
You know, the thing about those sauces is, you know, a lot of them that's got those out there, you know, like Sweet Swine or Killer Hogs or Natural Born, they don't sell theirs in the store. Natural Born doesn't.
Jelly.
Yeah,
Famous
Dave.
Them
guys have got some great sauces, and most of them have won with them. You know, most of them are award-winning sauces, whether it's just a sauce contest or a barbecue contest. So don't go out and just try to reinvent the wheel. I mean, hell, use what's there. It's proven, you know, and we use some stuff. We use some Shed sauce when Brad's nice enough to send us some up here because we can't buy it. And Olive Branch, we go to Memphis and get it, I guess. And but we use some Sweet Swine sauce, and you know, it's some good stuff available. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
yes.
And man, injections also, man. Don't be scared to ask your neighbor what injections they're using, because man, it seems like there's so many that are out right now. I know the Pork Mafia just came out with one. I think it's called the Pink.
Yeah,
and
they just changed it. It's called. I got my hands on something this weekend. They're gonna play with.
You got that. You got Jim Elser with Sweet Smoke Q. That's one of our sponsors this year, and you know, he's been tearing it up in the FBA down there and stuff with that stuff. And I mean, I'm playing with it now over in Texas, so. You know,
keep the money in the family, everybody.
All right, I got to run. I love y'all.
Love you,
buddy.
Y'all have a good one. Night.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Alan.
All right.
All right.
See
y'all.
Y'all
have a good evening.
All right, man. Thank y'all. Enjoyed it.
All right. Anytime, all right, buddy. Y'all call in.
I'll do it. See y'all later
okay.
on. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. You still there, Daryl? He may be in trouble, too. So I see his number still logged in. But, hey, we're going to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors here real quick. And, you know, we appreciate all that they do for us. Like I said, we've been competing this weekend. And, you know, there's a lot we couldn't do, like we were talking about meets and stuff like that. There's a lot we couldn't be doing if it wasn't for our sponsors out there. And so, you know, that's a big thing for us. Of course, now we just had the browser freeze up. I'll give it here just a second. But I'm not sure what's going on here on this end of it.
Hey,
but anyway.
I wanted to mention one thing. You know, before Pitmasters, before – really any major television on barbecue, I didn't realize I had my voice turned off on the phone, but Brad had the first major television broadcast of barbecue way back in like 2008, 2009, and I meant to ask him what year he had that broadcast, but I think it was on Discovery Channel. They went down to the shed, and they spent, had to have been like a week, and
yeah,
it came out with an hour show. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember seeing some of that. And, I mean, yeah, I mean, and, you know, I've forgotten about that, Daryl. I've forgotten all about that. And,
I think a big moment on the show, he went over with a big paddle in a 50-gallon barrel, and they made the shed barbecue sauce. And
yeah.
He mixed the whole barrel with a paddle, and then he tasted it. He put something in it. And then he said, okay, now it's ready.
You remember?
I think that started it all off. That's what started the television stuff off.
Oh, no, that's absolutely, I've forgotten all about that. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, there's so much that has gone on. I mean, just like you, Daryl, I mean, you've done so much for the barbecue industry. I don't think you realize sometimes, I mean, all that you've done for it. And, you know, it's like all these radio shows that, you know, you put up with all of us every week. And, we have these shows and all the BSPN stuff that you're doing now and traveling all over the country. I mean, it's absolutely great. It's absolutely great. And, I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, I want to shout out to all you guys. I mean, because like I said, I mean, you know, like I say every week, Daryl, without you and Barbecue Superstars, I mean, I wouldn't have a show. And, you know, that's you know, that says a lot. I mean, that you have enough faith in us to come out there and do that, and you know, talk to the public, and you know, you're a true ambassador of barbecue. And I mean, you know, I can't wait to see where we're at, you know, 10 years from now, Daryl. I think that you know, I can only imagine what it may be like by then.
I don't know.
How about you?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. And I'm just going to keep working hard. And I appreciate y'all, too. And it's not me. It's you guys. And it's all the teams. And it's everybody involved. And, you know, we want to invite everybody. If you're a barbecue team, the Barbecue Superstars is here for you. And if Brad Orison's willing to get on with his big name around the world, you know, we'd like to invite you, too, to come and get on and get sponsored. Get your name out there. One thing I'll say about the Power of Barbecue Superstars now is I did Dre's Place Barbecue, and I did 5 episodes. 4 episodes came out of 1 weekend, so I think I only did it 3 weeks. And he's been picked up by Food Network, and they're going out next week. Not this coming weekend, I'm going to Dothan, but the following weekend. I'm going to spend 3 days with him and shoot, and then Food Network's coming out, and they're going to spend 3 days after I leave. Food Network picked him up that quick. So if you get on here, it's no game. They're all listening. They're all watching. They're looking for talent. You know, we're the talent hall. So all you got to do is call into these radio shows or
get on BSPN or anything to get involved in Barbecue Superstars. And, hey, 2 weeks, 5 episodes, and now he's going to have his own Food Network show. I don't know how many shows they'll do, but they're talking about a little series. So that's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, like I said, I mean, those are the great things. And, I mean, that's what we're here. I mean, that's why we do it. I mean, we're out here to promote barbecue and that lifestyle, which it is a lifestyle now. You know, like I said, it's a culture. And, you know, hell, I mean, that's what it's all about. And, I mean, you know, hell, that right there, that's a big hell yeah that you guys have done that. I mean, that's just, that's awesome. So, but, no, we do. We appreciate everything that you guys have done. And all the different shows and stuff that we go through and do, and you know, it's just, it's a great family, and, you know, I don't know what else we can say about that. I mean, you know, you do an awesome job. You've got lots of stuff going on. You got things happening that, you know, hell, some of us don't even think about. I mean, you know, of course, like I said, I mean, you know, you've got an addiction thing going on now, too, so, I mean, you know, there you go. Always happens on West Texas Pitmasters for some reason. We start something else. So, you know. And, I mean, heck, we had your wife on tonight. Ha! That's pretty wild right there. I couldn't believe she came on. So. But, no, it's great. You still there? I lose you. I lost you. All right, guys. Well, we're going to finish this up. I'm going to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors real quick. Like I said, number one, Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars. We appreciate it. Like I said, we couldn't do the show without him. Big shout-out to Oak Ridge Barbecue, Mike Trump. We had an 8th-place chicken this weekend, and, you know, he's a big part of that. Frontier Charcoal, we cooked Frontier Charcoal this weekend. We cooked with... We did a little charity event this weekend also. Frontier Charcoal was on the line there with us. So I appreciate them too. Metcal Cutlery, that's your knife stuff we use. Sweet Smoke Q, man, that's some great injection for pork. Give Jim Elser a holler. BarbecueSmokerSupply.com, BarbecueSplans.net. Frank Cox, great guy. Built our pit. I mean, it's an award-winning pit now. We've got some hardware for it. So give him a holler. He can fix you up. Raider Red Meats, another one of them. I mean, give old Tate and the guy down there a call. They've got some kick-ass products. They've got some great meat. He'll take care of you. Pitmaster Depot. I said, Zach and Jay, they got the cheapest shipping rates out there on the net. They got Oak Ridge, they've got Sweet Smoke Q, they've got Texas Pepper Jelly, they've got them all out there. Give them a holler. Putz Butz Barbecue Team. And we've seen Mark Bateman this weekend, and, you know, matter of fact, they had a couple of great calls. They had an 8th-place brisket and a 1st-place chicken. Great team, and I want to appreciate them for sponsoring us this year, our show and stuff. So, you know, give them a holler. GOT Energy Services, without Brandon and Jennifer, we can do what we love to do. A big shout-out to them. Talk Texan, and he's got a killer brisket injection. Give him a shout. Call Lujan out there. He'll take care of you. Texas Web and Graphic, if you're looking for business cards, banners, whatever, Paul down there, great guy. You can find him on the Internet, TexasWebandGraphic.com. Big Ron's Rubs, sauces, rubs, brines, he's got it, man, injections. He's a great guy. He'll take care of you. He's got some killer stuff. Give him a holler. Meatrake, meatrake.com. Man, like I said, you've got to pull your pork. He's got a call. And Grill Grace, Brad Bear down there, man. He's got some kick-ass grates. You want to barbecue, you want to do the perfect steak, you want to be a steak cook-off, you need yourself a set of grates. Give Brad a holler. All right, guys. Well, it was great. I want to thank everybody. Board's Not Out, Brad Orson, Daryl Mass, Angela, Daryl Mass' wife, Bill Peaks. We had them all in here tonight, and y'all join in next week, and we'll have another great show. Talk to you then. Good night.